This is Northwest Public Radio and StoryCorps Tri-Cities. I'm Sue Ann Ramella. The city of Richland was once a very small agricultural community. Then during the Second World War, the U.S. Army turned it into a bedroom community for workers on the Manhattan Project in neighboring Hanford. Richland became a closed city. Only residents had access, along with those who got Army clearance. The government owned all the land and buildings and even built houses for the workers and their families. This was the Richland of 1947 that a young man named Steve Buckingham found when he arrived to take a job. A couple of weeks ago, Steve sat down in the StoryCorps mobile recording booth with his daughter, Teresa Bergsman, and described life in Richland in the 40s.
Single people had a hard time getting into a house or a single dwelling. We had to live in dormitories. The dormitories were really quite comfortable. They were two stories, no air conditioning. There was a central bath on each floor. Some of the rooms were double rooms, and some of the rooms were single rooms. The houses were all completely furnished. The only thing you had to bring was your linens and dishes and silverware and that kind of stuff. And even if a light bulb burned out, you just called tenant services, and they'd come and replace the light bulb for you. If the coal bin got empty, you call tenant services, and within a few hours, there would be a load of coal delivered in your coal bin. They painted the houses every 2 or 3 years, repainted them. You had a choice of three colors. So it was a little bit like military living. There was not a great deal of things to do.
Well, that's why I was wondering, what did you do for entertainment?
Well, there were two movie theaters in downtown Richland. There was a tavern, one tavern. Let's see, there was, there were what they called bottle clubs. Now, bottle club is where you could bring your bottle and check your bottle, and then you could order drinks from your bottle. You'd buy mixer, and they'd fix the drink. Oh, and there was also an American Legion Club. There was a bowling alley. There was lots of organized sports. If you were interested in baseball or in anything, there were all kinds of bowling leagues. There were all sorts of baseball. The schools were kind of open. You could play volleyball, all sorts of activities there. There was a swimming pool. Mm-hmm. It was down in the park in Richland. They pumped water right from the river into the swimming pool, and it was the coldest swimming pool I'd ever been in. It was tiny, but it was a swimming pool. A few of us were able to get cars. I know one of my friends came along, and he had a big old Hudson. It was a big boat of a car. It would hold four people in the front seat. it was great. As cars became more available, then we could go places. Walla Walla was the place to go shopping. Pasco had a few stores, but not too many. There were a few dives in Pasco that we found. Now, the thing that was most fun, I think, was that those of us who were living in the dormitory, both men and women, we got together and we formed an organization called the Dorm Club. We'd get together and sponsor dances or sponsor trips to Seattle or Spokane or even to Yakima, go to shows or something. We'd have dances. I was social chairman of the Dorm Club for a while, and we were having a dance, and I went out to get the beer. And during the war, they had built a brewery in Walla Walla, Pioneer Beer. And I found a bargain in Pioneer Beer. I bought 10 cases of Pioneer Beer. And I think I had 8 cases of Pioneer Beer under my bed in the dorm for months because it was not that good a beer. I think I finally gave it away to somebody.
That was retired chemist Steve Buckingham telling his daughter Teresa Bergsman about life in Richland in 1947. Their StoryCorps interview was recorded in Pasco this month. The mobile recording booth will be moving on to Tacoma next week, and you could reserve a spot to record your conversation while it's there at nwpr.org. We'll have more from StoryCorps Tri-Cities every Wednesday right here on Morning Edition on Northwest Public Radio.